Jordi Savall is a major figure in the early music scene. The Catalan native is a master of the viola da gamba. Savall is probably best known in the U.S. for his work on the soundtrack of the 1991 film Tous les matins du monde. The CD sold more than 1 million copies worldwide. Now Savall has turned his focus to a dark chapter in medieval history, one that involves the Catholic Church. His new project is called The Forgotten Kingdom, The Cathar Tragedy. Beto Arcos has the story.
Jordi Savall says he first became interested in the Cathars when he recorded an album of medieval troubadour songs in the mid-1970s. The Cathars were a Christian sect that emerged in the 10th century. They were fierce critics of the Roman Catholic Church. The church branded them heretics and launched a crusade against them in Occitanie, what's now southern France. Thousands were massacred, including women and children. The Forgotten Kingdom, The Cathar Tragedy, is the work of Savall and his ensemble, Hesperion 21. It's one of their most ambitious projects. It includes 3 CDs of music, as well as a book of historical essays.
For us, it's important to realize a project which makes a work together from music, history, literature, philosophy, and especially a dialogue between our time in these ancient times, and also a dialogue between different musicians coming from different cultures.
The Forgotten Kingdom draws on the songs of 13th century troubadours who recounted the violence unleashed on Occitanie. Savall says he used a troubadour composition called Song of the Cathar Wars as the main thread of the narrative. Savall says The Forgotten Kingdom has received a lot of positive response in France, though he notes that the French public doesn't know that much about France's role in the Crusade.
And this is not a very nice fact, you know. I think Occitanie is still today very sad about all this. It's because no time the official government of France has taken attention to this. And also, I know from friends in Occitanie, they have sent several requests to the popes in Rome to do a gest of sorry about this history. And nobody from the church is able to say sorry, it was not correct.
Even though the story and the songs date back hundreds of years, Savall says they remain relevant today because history is a repetition of human tragedies, and music helps make sense of that.
Because music, it's essentially a moment of emotion, and this is shared emotion. Only if we learn about what happens 800 years ago, we can be more sensitive to what happens today.
For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
Music there from Jordi Savall, I'm Marco Werman in the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. Thank you for listening. Thank you.